and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Progesterone provides protection to infants against preterm birth study. According to a study published in a journal, the BMJ, cervical pessary may be less effective than vaginal progesterone in reducing adverse perinatal outcome in women with a singleton pregnancy with no prior spontaneous preterm birth of less than 34 weeks gestation and with a cervical length of 25 mm or less. Preterm birth is the most important problem in the obstetric care and globally the most important cause of neonatal mortality, morbidity and subsequent neurodevelopmental disorders. Progesterone is widely understood to reduce preterm birth in pregnant women with a short cervical length. A second potential preventative treatment is the use of cervical pessary, which was reported to reduce preterm birth at less than 34 weeks in women with a singleton baby and a cervical length of less than 25 mm. The Amsterdam UMC research team studied the optimal treatment for pregnant women with a cervical length shorter than 25 mm at the 20-week ultrasound. Eligible participants had a healthy singleton pregnancy and a cervical length of 35 mm or less between 18 and 22 weeks gestation. Those assigned to the pessary group received an Arabin 25 cervical pessary removed at 36 weeks. Participants in the progesterone group self-administered 200 mg vaginal progesterone capsule daily until 36 weeks. Data collection included maternal and obstetric history, pregnancy details and neonatal outcomes with follow-up until 10 weeks after the due date.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Depression increases cardiovascular risk more in women than in men, finds study. According to a new study published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, people with depression face an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. However, women experience higher CVD risk following a depression diagnosis than men. Depression is the third leading cause of morbidity worldwide. Prior research showed that it is associated with a heightened risk of cardiovascular events, including myocardial infarction, angina, stroke, and CV mortality. Women with depression showed a greater relative risk of developing heart-related negative health outcome than men, although there is little research on the evidence of sex differences in the impact of depression on heart health. The identification of sex-specific factors in the adverse effects of depression on cardiovascular outcome may help in the development of targeted prevention and treatment strategies that address the specific CVD risk faced by depression patients, said Hideo Kaneko, MD, assistant professor at the University of Tokyo in Japan and a corresponding author of the study. A better understanding will allow healthcare providers to optimize care for both men and women with depression, leading to improved CVD outcomes for these populations. Research reveals the mechanism by which chikungunya virus leads to mortality. A study published in the journal Cell, Host and Microbe revealed that the chikungunya virus, responsible for more than 10 million cases recorded in around 125 countries over the past 20 years since its arrival, is capable of spreading through the blood, reaching multiple organs and crossing the blood-brain barrier, which protects the central nervous system. The mechanism by which chikungunya virus can lead to death typically involves severe complications such as encephalitis, severe dehydration from persistent fever and vomiting, or exacerbation of underlying health conditions in individuals. While fatalities likely caused by chikungunya are rare, severe cases can result in systemic complications that contribute to mortality. The study analyzed data from 32 deceased patients and included test results for the presence of chikungunya in the body as well as laboratory and autopsy information. Histopathology, quantification of cytokines, metabolomics, proteomics, and viral genomic analysis, as well as real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, were performed in sample of blood serum, cerebrospinal fluid, and other tissues. The scientists also evaluated samples and tests from two other groups, one consisting of 39 survivors of acute chikungunya infection and the other consisting of 15 blood donors. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.